This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the MY1US All-Star Node. This is the MY1US All-Star Node.
B2K0N2CK Mobile.
This is the MY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY.
Mobile station. N2CK, also mobile. Good morning, Dave. My name is Dave. Just on my way home from a fasting blood draw. Time to the calendar event before the doctor's visit. So good morning. I got a couple of minutes before I get to the house. How are you doing? I'm mobile west of Greece, in Greece and Hilton.
N2CK, KC2, KOL mobile. Good morning, Dave. We're rolling along here as well. Just getting going for the day. Mobile in here through the town of Tonawanda, heading over to the 190 to head on through down to the Bladesdale area here. So, very good on the blood draw there. Nice to always get those done first thing in the morning. Get them over with and get the breakfast and start your day and go from there. But very good. Very good. But, at least it looks like we got a beautiful sunny day to start here. So we're rolling right along. So now, are you heading to work? Or are you retired? Or what's your status?
HW can recognize. They didn't catch the call. Very good. Retired. Retired and during COVID, I put up with an up work and I said heck with it and hung it up. Turned in my keyboard and mouse as it worked. Racing station, go ahead and turn it over to the other station who's calling it. I believe it was KLTC. KLL maybe, N2CK.
N2CK and KC2KOO from 82HW. Good morning, Dave, and good morning, Dave. Started my commute to take the dogs and doggy daycare on Tuesday morning. Over to you, KC2KOO.
Good morning, Tom. Happy Tuesday and not Monday, buddy. Very good on the ride in. Getting the hounds over to doggy daycare. Good deal. Good deal. And yeah, we're heading to our first sight of the day. Doing some zigzagging over Western New York today. But it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day to be out and about, though. And very good, Dave, on the retirement. Congratulations there. Good for you. And you know what? It's nice when you're able to pull the plug. When you've had enough and you're not having fun anymore, you can, can say goodbye there. So for me, I'm at the other end of the spectrum, so other than put money into the 401k retirement, don't bother doing much out there because got another 20, probably 25 to go. So, and very good for you. So, I guess that every day's Saturday. Or what do you say? BDKKC2KOO.
KAOO, KC2KOO. I think I'll help. Very good. Well, Dave, you'll get there. And do the little things like, you know, raises and bonus with that, you know, donate that, throw that right into your retirement, and it will add up. So, it's like I missed the technical challenges. I was a software engineer. Did some pretty interesting customizations. I supported an Oracle-based application, and one of our biggest customers was the post office. I did a lot of interesting stuff for them. Still curious if what I wrote is still working. So, all right, I'm going to jump out of here. You got somebody to keep your company because I'm about a mile from the house, and it'll be in my driveway by the time it gets back to me. I want my coffee. See you later. Station that chimed in after that was the other. Oh, Tom, I didn't get the call. See you later, N2CK, listening out.
N2CK from 82HW. Well, congratulations on your retirement, Dave. I aspire for retirement. Got about another 18 months to go, and we'll be able to pull the plug here on our end. So, grew up in Hilton. I live in Greece now, so I'm familiar with your neck of the woods, and I'm actually heading to Irondequoit to drop the dogs off for daycare today. So over to you, Dave, KC2KOO.
7-3 there, Dave. Pleasure making acquaintance. I don't believe we've spoken before, and 7-3 to you, and have a great day and enjoy there, and hopefully we'll catch you again soon, and very good, Tom. Just got on the 190 here. Oh, no, here's a guy with a good day. Looks like we got a couple of retired guys in a pickup with a nice fishing boat. They're pulling here. Got three rods sticking out the back in the holder. Someday we'll get there. Maybe. Hopefully. So, and very good today. Yeah, that's what we're trying to do. Every little bit extra, putting it away for the future. So, but got two little kids at home, so got to try to balance that out as well. But, Tom, what's the good word today, brother? Dropping the dogs off, and what's the plan?
Okay, today, Dave, I'm going to head back home, and I got to do some recon on infrastructure. Look into, I got 560 gigabytes of data at one of our clients that some of it, hopefully not all of it, needs to get migrated up to SharePoint and get rid of the on-prem file server. So it's just trying to disseminate what's relevant, what's not, working with the end users to find out what's relevant, what's not. And then once we get all that, try to get that migrated up to SharePoint. And then figure out how we're going to archive the balance of the data, because obviously we don't want to throw it away, but I don't want to migrate it all to SharePoint if I ain't got to. So we'll see what happens. Then after lunch, kind of run down to one of the hotels. The Hilton technical support is challenged with a network printer, and I have to go make my fourth trip back to the property to see if they can figure out what's going on there. Back to you.
Deprecate the server that it's on because it's running server 2012, and as we know, that's no longer supported. So trying to get it off the network, and figure the best place for the data is SharePoint, because then we don't have to worry about upgrading on-prem file servers. So that's the plan.
2012, that's got to go. Got to go or upgrade, and probably the hardware won't support it. So yeah, now there you go. Makes sense. Okay. All right. So very good. But now that sounds like a plan, though. Yeah. Now would be the time to weed through it. Hopefully the customer will take the time with you and go through it. And be nice if they trimmed it up with what they don't need anymore. So like you said, you're not moving unnecessarily amount of large amount of data. So no, very good. Well, that sounds interesting. And wow, hopefully the four times the charm on the network right there. What is the challenge with that? Are they just having trouble getting it to integrate, or what's going on?
Well, Hilton, to their credit, runs a very secure network at the property, and the switch that everything connects through is isolated to only talk to specific MAC addresses, and for some reason the printer cannot be seen by the workstation through their switch, and I have zero visibility into the switch, so I have to call them to fix it. And I'm not sure, I don't know this for a fact, that if they're also isolating traffic by protocol. So my suspicion is that it might be, because I can't even ping the stupid thing. And I don't know. It's on them to figure it out. Because again, I have zero visibility into their environment, and it's all them. And all I can do is still not working. And they're like, well, we're gonna have to escalate that. Somebody will call you back. And then someone calls me back, and I'm like, well, I'm not on property. We're gonna have to schedule it so I can be on property. And yeah, this will be attempt number four at that.
That's tough when you don't have access to the back end of the network. But yeah, so you're pretty much just the on-site hand to have to deal with changes that they make and see if things work. I see. You're pretty much the on-site hunter. But that's too bad. Well, I guess if it's on them, then there you go. But yeah, if you can't even ping it, because I was wondering if it's something if it's a domain environment or something along permission. But you should still be able to at least ping the device. So interesting.
Yeah, it is what it is. Like you said, I'm just the on-site tester, boots on the ground, if you will. And like Jimmy says, I get paid the same whether I'm fighting or marching, so whatever.
Yeah, we just used that analogy at work the other day. So yeah, that's the whole thing. That's it, man. Hey, you're doing what you're told. You're helping out the customer and get paid all the same time. What more can go wrong? So what'd you do last night about anything fun? We ended up pressure washing the house. So my goal is every day to do something around the house to try to get the outside project under control.
Did a little work around the yard, or actually the garage. I moved some more stuff out of. Well, now that we're clearing out the shed for patio furniture and that crap, now I got room for the stuff that's in the garage to go into the shed. So did a little transition work on that last night after dinner. And then 7 o'clock, women's college softball came on at the semifinals. Texas Tech and Alabama. We're rooting for Alabama, and they lost two straight to Texas Tech. So it's double elimination. Alabama won their first game. Texas lost their first game, but then won the next two. And then when they came up against Alabama last night,
Alabama had to lose twice to get knocked out of it. That means Texas Tech had to beat them twice, which they did, which unfortunate because we were rooting for Alabama.
Oh, that's interesting, Tom. Very interesting. Well, hey, you know, that they made it that far along in the series, it sounds like it's very competitive for sure. So, but not very, very good. So do you have a particular team that that you like to root for, or you just like the Ford overall?
We root for, Cheryl and I, we root for the Florida Gators. That's our team that we pull for throughout the whole season. They unfortunately didn't make it into the World Series tournament. They got knocked out in the second round of elimination. And our second favorite team is whoever plays Oklahoma. Oklahoma also got knocked out in the second round, so we were happy about that. And then we're looking at the remaining teams, and it was just like, well, we hope Alabama goes all the way. It'd be nice to see Patrick Murphy get a win. And the softball this year has been ultra competitive. It's just been crazy to watch. A whole lot of fun if you're a fan of the sport. Even if you're a fan of baseball, you can certainly appreciate the level of athleticism and competition that exists in D1 women's college softball.
Very good. Sounds very interesting. Very fascinating, though. Oh, that's cool. That's real cool. So have you guys been following the sport for a while then? Sounds like you have.
My wife's been a fan for forever, and she got me hooked on it, and I just really, really enjoy it. Again, the quality of play and the athleticism is just incredible. It's far more entertaining for me than baseball is, that's for sure.
Interesting. Okay. Very good. So, yeah, well, you know what? There you go. And that's where, you know, as long as it's something you enjoy to watch, you find it entertaining in that, and it sounds very interesting for sure. So, but, very good, man. Well, that sounds good.
We enjoy it. We actually went to the Women's College World Series in 2019. It's always held in Oklahoma City. So we flew out there for a long weekend to enjoy that. It was just incredible. Just incredible. And then this year for Christmas, Mama don't know it yet, but we're going to take her down to Florida in February for the opening tournament, the Clearwater St. Pete tournament. It's like 12 teams get invited down for a kickoff tournament for the softball season. So we're looking forward to, we're hopefully going to be able to get tickets to go to that. They don't, tickets don't be coming on sale until like October, and hopefully we can get some.
Oh, wow, that sounds interesting. Okay, so, wow, that should be a good time for you guys. So, oh, man, yeah, I imagine with that many teams there, too, it's probably tickets go pretty fast. So, to be sitting there right at the opening time, and hopefully you guys score a couple of beats.
That's the plan. I have the ability to be a little flexible with my schedule, so once I find out when they go on sale, I'll just park my butt in front of the keyboard and just start clicking on that damn mouse until I get what I want.
Oh, there you go. That should be a great time, Tom. Hopefully that comes together. And, boy, that time of the year, too, good time to get out of Western New York. So that sounds like a win-win.
Well, time will tell, but we got a plan, and now we're going to make an effort to execute. So just pulled into the doggy daycare. I'm going to be on the side here for about 5 minutes while I take them inside, and then I will be back. KCQ, KOO from 82H.